wake up in the basement. I'm so hungry. I'm dry. I must be here sleepwalking. Mustn't I? From my easy chair, looking for my wife. Following a trail of crimson spots that lead into the night.
This is the first ever singles meeting between these two competitors. Great to see Rey Mysterio Jr. and the fans at ringside. I guess it's a new tradition that we've started, him passing out the mask prior to his matches on Nitro.
Oh, big arm drag takedown. Obviously, Rey Mysterio Jr. back 100%, it would seem. He has not slowed down at all. Mark Curtis, the referee, in the opening bout here on WCW Monday Nitro. You heard what Eric Bischoff, and I know you heard it, Larry, we all did, said about Interim Commissioner Rowdy Piper. Well, Interim Commissioner Piper is in the building here tonight. Something is going to happen. Something very, very big, very, very profound. All members of the NWO are here, we understand. So this is going to be something else. Mysterio, Silver King, they both go outside.
Great flying head scissors takeover sends Silver King to the floor. And it's great to see Larry stand up for World Championship Wrestling. But Eric Bischoff was making threats, and they have the strength in numbers to back it up, Larry.
The unconscious little dweeb.
Wow.
Man, I paid dearly. I'd like to see it.
I didn't want to run out 2 weeks in a row, but I was...
We're not going nowhere.
Oh, split-legged moonsault.
He got, and the man grabbed the bottom rope. You saw Silver King in the arm get the bottom rope. No question, Rey Mysterio Jr. back close to that form that propelled him to the Cruiserweight Championship over the past year. But Silver King now taking the advantage here. And there's the quickness by Mysterio. Mysterio, the middle... Rub to the top rope now. Up on, look at this. Oh, my goodness.
Incredible, almost a reverse type Frankensteiner.
Two, no, and the man kicked out. And that is equally incredible that the man would kick out.
Just when you think you've seen it all, watch Monday Nitro.
You're right, Mike, up on top. Look at the balance. Got him over, no, Silver King, one, two.
I think the weight advantage of Silver King helped him there on the Huracan Rana attempt. And here comes Eddie Guerrero from the back.
Speaking of Cruiserweight champions, here is the current Cruiserweight champ, Guerrero. I don't know his purpose here. A roll-up, got one leg, one, two. Didn't pin him there either. Wow, what action, fans, that we have for you in this opening bout here on WCW Monday Nitro.
I think the crowd's giving their opinion of Eddie Guerrero. What a shot in the mouth!
Mysterio was distracted and walked right into the kick.
And I don't know if that's what Eddie wanted or not, but it's given Silver King, as you said, Mike, the advantage. Scoop slam. Silver King calling out to Guerrero. Attempted moonsault. Head first to the mat. Rey Mysterio Jr. The heart, the determination, the desire that we've seen. He's a low head first. One, two, it's over. Guerrero comes up to the apron. I don't think he wants to get in there because Rey Mysterio Jr. is back.
And he's on fire.
With someone you love so, and I swear it's that, yeah. Your world turned upside down. You're making not a sound, no one else around. That's where it's at. Let me tell you, your heart beating fast. You're knowing that time will pass, but hoping that it lasts. That's where it's at. Pretty baby, that's where. say this one thing. To say it's time to go. And she says, yes, I know. But just stay one minute more. That's where it's at. Oh, let me say it one more time. That's where it's at, pretty baby. That's where it's at. I know that's where it's at. That's where.
Look at this! We got a hole in the ring!
The hole's in the ring!
And the hole just covered Crash! What the hell?
Goldberg that hole. Let me, I'm not going to pay extra for that.
Let me see a replay, replay, replay.
Yoo-hoo. Can you believe that hole?
I'm on a rocket up. I'm on a rip it up. tonight. Along about 10, I'll be flying high. Walk on out unto the sky. But I don't care if I spend my gold. Cause tonight I'm gonna be one episode. I'm gonna rock it up.
We look more like members of the Stone Age.
Please understand, I'm not your fantasy man. Hey, hey, I ain't gonna Anybody else's fingers hurt? I didn't think so.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
My family has done much of the hard work, taken many risks, all to make money for the rest of the families.
You all know Joey Zasa. He is, I admit, an important man. His picture is on the cover of the New York Times magazine. He gets the Esquire magazine award for the best dressed gangster. The newspapers praise him. Because he hires blacks into his family, which shows he has a good heart. He is famous. Who knows? Maybe one day he will make all of you popular.
It's true. I make more of a bella figura. That is my nature. But I also want to make a move into legitimate enterprises. I like to get a little pin from the Pope. Sure. I take the blacks and the Spanish into my family because that's America.
And you guarantee that they don't deal drugs in those neighborhoods?
I don't guarantee that. I guarantee I'll kill anybody who does.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk.
Who can refuse Don Altobello?
Joey, are you...
No! I say to all of you, I have been treated this day with no respect. I've earned you all money. I've made you rich, and I asked for little. Good. You will not give, I'll take. As for Don Corleone, well, he makes it very clear to me today that he is my enemy. You must choose between us.
Hey, Joey!
No,
Joey!
No,
Joey! We could reason together. No. Please, let's agree, huh? He doesn't know what he's...
No. Michael, the news is everywhere. Everyone is saying that you control Immobiliari.
Immobiliari already is laundering money in Peru, in Nassau. We know that.
Listen to me, Michael.
Michael, your friends out.
Why shouldn't
you get 40 years?
We should wet our beaks a little.
We want to do business with you, Michael.
That's right.
We've been together too many
years. We can wash our money clean and the holy water up.
El Duma, you see, I mean.
The hitch.
Let's go.
Let's get out of here.
And this jealous rage. Oh, come on. We have seen this. We saw this in Toronto earlier this month. This is hideous.
One man concerto coming up.
Chris is going to get on the takedown by Edge. I tell you what, they're just going to prolong this match because you got to believe the referee would certainly disqualify Christian if he had connected with that one man concerto.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You don't think Edge would would do this to his own brother.
Edge cannot lose the championship on a disqualification. So, yes, he might.
Don't do it, Edge. It's your own brother.
And paybacks are hell sometimes.
That's your mother's son.
Here is Bevel. And the referee disarmed me. Oh, the low blow. The referee didn't see it. That's a low blow.
Goes out to the ninjas. This big dog since Carnival of Carnage. Nah, fuck that. Since Gold Beach. Nah, fuck that. Since Basement Clutch, motherfucker.
How long can the Jackalos be down with me? How long till they forget me? Check it out. What if I threw another fucking head? And his name was Violent Ed. And he headbutt me. Every time I cussed, I would need two microphones when I bust. Would you show me love even with another head? Or would you be like, fuck you and me? Or what if I sold out like a bitch and took the makeup off and went soft? Called myself Detroit Southwest Lover and put my ugly ass face on the album cover. Went R&B top 10 hit and we had Jodeci singing all over our shit. Fuck that though, yo, I'm a juggalo, so don't forget me like you did with my new dial.
What if I win the world? Just kill us, what will you be?
Dumb.
What about when I'm 103? What will you be?
Dumb.
What about when the world's like, fuck us, kill us, what will you be?
Dumb.
What about when the carnival comes to your town?
I'ma be down with the clown.
How long will you be down with a ghetto puppet? I say I'm sick in the nugget, and you love it. I ain't a dead body, I ain't proud of it. I told you all about it. You all applaud it. I got problems, I'm haunted by a carnival. I can find a teledoctor, but what for? I just put it on tape with a fat beat and make a quick buck. I'm like, fuck, I could've came out sporting some hammer pants, kick-stepping with shags and trying to dance, making mom happy, keeping it soft. I'd rather grab my dick and tell your mom to fuck off. I know then you'd probably start to trip and swing at me, but hit Violent Ed in the lip. Look, even know what I'm trying to say. Just don't forget me like you did with Ribe.
What about when the world's like, fuck us, kill us, what will you be?
Dumb.
What about when I'm 103? What will you be?
Dumb. Dumb.
What about when the world's like, fuck us, kill us, what will you be?
Dumb.
What about when the carnival comes to your town?
Thank you.
enjoying yourself, pervert? Jesus, would you take it easy, Dick Tracy?
Oh.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yeah, what?
How come all cops have 2-inch peckers?
Damn.
Time is close now. The
end is near. My walk through the valley trails of fear. I feel empty. My penance overdue. I guess it's too late now to be with you. I'm extremely frightened of what will surely be. I sold myself to devil with me.
I know
you can't forgive me.
I know
I'm on my own.
I know that
I've betrayed you. I walk alone. So long for a love so true.